anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
The South Carolina Education Lottery definitely allowed me to really find myself, to get an education and then use it as a springboard in really launching my career. That's what the Life Scholarship did for me.
Knowing that I can go to where I want to go to, study what I want to study, having the Life Scholarship made that possible for me.
The South Carolina Education Lottery. A better you, a better us, a better South Carolina. Visit sceducationlottery.com/betteryou.
Tulip Road Rage, we are back. Dion, I'll get to you in a second. Let me tell you about Underdog. Football's back. Underdog's the best place to make picks and win money all season long. You can play right now in South Carolina. Look, playing on Underdog is simple. Just pick whether your favorite player will go higher or lower on stats like touchdowns, receiving yards, interceptions, so much more. Get your picks right, and you can win up to 5,000 times your cash. You can play with as little as $1. Now, last night, 2 days ago, as people know, I gave you a live on-air play that turned, for me, a $50 play into a $706 win. So if you tailed me, you won big. You won 15 times your money, however much you played on that. Last night, Ramon, I took another flyer. I took a 5-play that also had some big payout. I hit the first four, Ramona. I hit the first four, and once again, it came down to the last batter. But my last batter, Ramona, sadly, was Torrens. I don't know what I was thinking.
And
I thought he was hot the night before, so I thought, you know, 2 days in a row. And it worked with the other Mets last night against the Phillies. I hit all of those, so I hit four straight, and then Torrens came down to one at bat, which would have been another major payday. I should have flexed the stupid thing. I should have flexed it, and I didn't, and I had to hit 5 of 5. I hit 4 of 4, and Andy tailed me on Twitter, played the exact same. Actually, several people did. Andy was on the text line. Other people did the same thing, too. And we all hit the first 4 of 4 together, and then we missed the Torrens pick. He lost in a bat game, hitting the foot, which didn't help either. God, how do you hit Torrens? I don't know. So we just missed. Just missed. Download the app today. Sign up with promo code ROADRAGE, all capital letters, one word, to score $50 in bonus funds when you play your first $5. That's promo code ROADRAGE. Millions of fans have already won billions making picks on Underdog. Will you be next? Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus, present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play and get terms. _DFS_.html for details. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Visit www.ncpgambling.org. Walt Tiptula, you can get in. 654-7627. Let me get to Dion on K. Dion, how are you, Dion? Good to have you.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Appreciate you getting in, Dion.
Sir?
Appreciate you getting in.
Yeah, absolutely. So just wanted to talk about the last caller and just Cade in general.
Yeah.
I feel like Cade has, I'll be honest with you, I was a Cade hater, but the progress that this kid has made, if we don't acknowledge it, I mean, what are we doing? I mean, we've had some quarterbacks where, you know, to be honest with you, I'm a Clemson fan. So, Deshaun Watson coming off the injury, what was it? I think off of Georgia. That was off the Georgia game. Yeah. We were talking about, can he come back? Can he do this? And he just comes out and he kills it, right? And then, you know, Trevor Lawrence, he had, you know, all the hype coming in, and everybody wanted him to sit 2 years and, you know, just be the number one pick in the draft and not, you know, do anything. But Cade's got it, man. And I was not a believer at first, but you know what? Dabo stuck by his guy. He developed him. The whole thing's coming together. It's going to be a fantastic thing. That's what I feel. I'll take it off the air, man.
Yeah, thank you, Dan. Yeah, well, again, it's not Cade in a vacuum. It's Cade with help. I mean, and all quarterbacks need help. You know, it's just that simple. And Cade has great receivers and great receiving depth around him, a quality offensive line that Phil Steele rated as the number one offensive line in the country. I think that's a little rich, but the point is that's what people are thinking. So, you know, this is what it takes. You know, I always talk about the quarterback's world and the surrounding component parts. So it's not just Cade. Cade has evolved, but the receivers have evolved, and the offensive line has evolved, and the coaching has evolved, all of it together. And that's one of the reasons I like Clemson as much as I do, because I think that it's all of that returning element. Clemson's a top five offense in the country. Look, by season 10, I think LSU's going to be a top five offense in the country too. I think this is actually not a bad time to play LSU. You know, these first games when you have, you know, elite teams playing against each other, there are always some unknowns and some uncertainty. I mean, look, the 2 years Clemson won the national championship, they were not good early. They didn't get good until the second half of the year. It was a developmental process. It was working towards an end. It was to get better. So whatever you see from these two teams in game one, you can almost be certain that by game 7 or 8, barring substantial injury, that these teams are going to get better. But there's no question that Cade as an individual has improved. He's gotten better at a lot of things. I mean, honestly, you know, some of his play in the first year as a starter was just chaotic. And he had some awful habits that he had to break. I mean, one of those habits was retreating 30, 40 yards on the line of scrimmage, which you just can't do in college. And it took a while to break that. He was, without question, nervous in the pocket. As a runner, he was ineffective because he was like Bambi or something, you know? I mean, he went down at first contact. You know, there was the sort of infamous play in the Miami game at the end, which, you know, didn't go well and didn't look good. You know, year one had all these fumbles and ball security issues. And quite honestly, as a passer, he probably put the ball in jeopardy 20 other times that weren't picked that probably could have been. It wasn't good. It wasn't good. And Garrett Riley had always worked with experienced quarterbacks. And I don't think Garrett had any idea what he was really inheriting. And so that's why people were so down. But year two, where you have the same offensive coordinator, it's year two of Garrett Riley, the receivers take a massive step forward, the offensive line takes a step forward, and suddenly the whole picture looks better. Everybody looks better. And Cade Klubnik played significantly better. Were there still some moments? Yeah, every quarterback has moments, all of them. It doesn't Brady, Otto Graham, they all had moments. You know, that's the way it works. It's that type of position. It's what you do after those moments that determines who you are. And I think when you get to that last point, it's what you do after those moments that determines who you are. I think that goes right to the heart of the game against Texas in Austin, where didn't go well in the first half. Cade didn't look good in the first half. Nobody looked good in the first half. Defense couldn't stop anything. You're way down. It looks like a blowout. It looks like this might be a 56-14 game, an embarrassing loss in Austin, Texas. And the second half starts, and the exact opposite happens. Cade Klubnik plays the best football of his life. He's decisive. He leads a comeback. He looks like a leader. He looks like he's right in his comfort zone, right in his wheelhouse. He delivers you a 7-point game with 11 minutes left. The Texas people are in shock. The entire game has tipped towards Clemson. Clemson has all the momentum, and then the defense just with a total flatline fail. gives up an 80-yard touchdown run when you needed them to create a three and out, or at the very least get the ball back to your hot quarterback, and they fail. And Cade still had another little mini comeback after that, but it was too far gone. He just didn't get the help he needed. But in that second half, I think he grew up. I think he took another step, another massive step forward. And, you know, this was not, you know, you go back a couple of years, people talked about the Kentucky game and that being a bridge to the next season. I didn't really buy that. But the performance in the second half in Austin against Texas, an elite team, that was different. That was special stuff. And he threw the ball vertically better than he has ever thrown it in his career. That's always been a question with Cade. I thought he threw it better vertically in the second half of that game than he has at any point in his career. And I thought he looked terrific. I thought he took another step forward. So when you combine all those elements and you come back the next year, and now I've got the same quarterback who comes off a 36-touchdown pass season with 9 picks or whatever it was, which was, you know, on the verge of being Heisman worthy. It's in that conversation. You come back with this whole arsenal, more of it than ever before. You add another receiver. You get Brown in Smith. You get Brown healthy back. You know, the offensive line continuity is there. The offensive line coaching is there with Matt Luke. The offensive coordinator is there with Garrett Riley in another year after the successful season last year. And from that point, there's only one place to go. The next stop is elite. That's the next stop. You know, last year you're really good, but not good enough to be a national champion. The next stop on this thing is elite. And that's what I'm forecasting. I'm forecasting elite. That's what I think is going to happen. I don't see how it doesn't happen, quite honestly, given the combination of events. Look, in this landscape of college football, one thing that was clear to me when I started evaluating teams way back at the start of February was that, and this was simple, some of these things are right on the surface. They're there for anyone to see. One of those things was, well, I look around and I see new quarterbacks all over the top 10. But I don't see a new quarterback in Clemson. And I don't see a new quarterback in Penn State. And those guys both played pretty darn well last year for the most part. Yeah, they had moments. But I see a lot of supporting cast, a lot of surrounding personnel. And I think when you look at that, it becomes evident that you know, Clemson is ready to take another step, especially with a what I'm going to call a healed defense. And I think that's what you're going to have with Tom Allen and these changes that have been made. I think Clemson's going to be much more physical this year, much more physical. And I think that you're just not going to see Clemson get trucked the way they did a year ago. Speaking of trucks, hey, buy any new vehicle and spin to win up to 6 payments being taken care of by Lake Kiwi. I don't even understand this thing, Ramona, because they already had these massive discounts. They're giving this on top of it. Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Lake Kiwi Ford, that's the Lake Kiwi Auto Group, is closing out summer with huge discounts on the vehicles you want to drive. Save up to 15 grand on new F-150. Save up to 15 grand on a new Ram. You can compare and contrast right there. Or save up to $20,000 on a new Dodge Charger EV. Fact is, Lake Kiwi has hundreds of vehicles deeply discounted for this massive sale. Plus, buy any new vehicle and you can still spin to win up to 6 payments being covered by the dealership. That's crazy. So go see our friends at Lake Kiwi Ford, Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and spin to win. Lake Kiwi's easy to find. They're on Highway 123 between Seneca and Clemson. Shop online at lakekiwiautogroup.com, 864-888-1200, 864-888-1200. You'll thank me later. So, yeah, I expect Cade to win the Heisman Trophy. I think this isn't hard to understand. It just isn't. I mean, I'm shocked that I was the only one at the kickoff show to pick Cade to win it. I'm also shocked that I don't hear Clemson fans just eating that up. Now, that's not the most important thing. The most important thing is to win the game. But this is a sidebar, and it seems obvious to me. It does. It's just obvious. Again, you go from what Cade was 2 years ago, what this offense was 2 years ago, and quite frankly, they all sucked, to last year where they all made massive steps forward together, And Cade produced a 36 touchdown pass, 9-pick season. Really good stuff. You know, 4-1 touchdown to interception ratio. Really good stuff. Finest moments against Texas in Austin. Hard place to have finest moments against that defense, and that's what he did. So now you open the next season playing LSU as a home favorite against the other leading Heisman contender, in my mind. And so if you win that game against the other leading Heisman contender and you play well, not only does your team advance, but your quest advances too. And you become the instant Heisman Trophy leader. And then it's a downhill toboggan ride all the way to South Carolina. That's how I view it. I mean, there could be some challenges. Don't misread me. Georgia Tech's not going to be easy in Atlanta because, you know, they're a physical team and they like to play against elite teams now. So we'll see. But I think Clemson's going to win and continue to advance. And I think Cade's Heisman campaign is going to continue to advance too. That's how I see it. All right. By the way, Carson Beck on the monitor up above me. I don't know if he has, if Lambeau is in tow, or if he's gotten rid of that. Quick break.
You can feel it in the air. Football is back. And the best place to make picks and win money all season long is Underdog. It is one of my favorite ways to enjoy a night of sports. Just pick whether your favorite players are going higher or lower on stats like touchdowns, rushing yards, interceptions, things like that. If you get your picks right, you can win up to 5,000 times your money, and you only need $1 to play. That's it. As little as a dollar. It's that simple. I love playing Underdog with baseball. I love it with basketball. Football, man, football is the best. Download the app today and sign up with promo code OOB to score $50 in bonus funds when you play your first $5. That's promo code OOB. Millions of fans have already won billions making picks on Underdog. Will you be next? Underdog. Make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus and present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play-and-get-terms_DFS_.html for details. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
Gilstrap Roofing's experienced team specializes in shingle and flat roofs for residential, commercial, and industrial customers. Their dedication to complete customer satisfaction is why a large portion of their business comes from repeat customers and referrals. If you need a full-service roofing contractor that has over 88 years of experience and takes pride in top customer satisfaction, Gilstrap Roofing has got you covered. Call for your free roofing estimate today at 269-1232 and online at gilstraproofing.com.
Game day Saturday, party Sunday, August 31st. Finish your summer at Celebrate Anderson, just 15 minutes from Clemson. Join in a Labor Day weekend disco featuring the legendary Kool and the Gang. Anderson is throwing a huge Labor Day weekend party, and you're invited. Bring the family, a blanket, and celebrate Anderson Sunday, August 31st. Kool and the Gang, live in concert. Free tickets at andersonevents.com.
Once active and adventurous, Stephanie was sidelined by joint pain. She was losing touch with what gave her real joy.
I want to stay active, and if I don't do something now to feel better, that will keep me out hiking and running and doing all those activities, my health's going to suffer from it. I had the treatment at QC Kinetics.
They're all natural, regenerative treatments to use the restorative biologics from Stephanie's body. As the healing properties went to work, Stephanie realized something one day.
I was like, wow, I don't feel any pain. I have no problem going up and down stairs. I have no problem going down mountains. Snowboarding felt good again.
If you see Stephanie, give her a thumbs up. That is, if you can catch her.
And now I can totally keep up with my friends in their 30s, and I'm 55.
Don't even think about giving up. There's lots of life left to live. Call now for a free consultation.
Call QC Kinetics, 864-766-8454. That's 864-766-8454. 864-766-8454.
Experience exceptional value at East Main Furniture in Easley. The summer relief sale is going on now through August 31st. Save 30% on all in-store stock, living room, dining room, bedroom, and mattresses. Even save 30% on clearance items. Transform your home with our wide range of stylish and affordable furniture options. Our dedicated team is ready to assist you in finding the perfect pieces. Visit us at 829 East Main Street, Easley, or call 864-442-6054. Don't miss out. Visit the store today and elevate your home with East Main Furniture.
The Greenville Clemson Club invites you to Shankin' and Shuckin', an oyster roast and par 3 golf tournament, Thursday, September 11th at Threes Greenville. Feast on fresh oysters, cheeseburgers, and ice-cold drinks. Then tee it up under the lights with friends in our par 3 golf tournament. Tickets and sponsorships are limited and going fast. Oyster roast starts at 5:30, shotgun start at 7. Visit GreenvilleClemsonClub.com to register today. Great golf, great food, great calls, supporting Clemson University and our community.
How far is too far? In the all-new 2026 Jeep Cherokee, that's up to you. Powered by a new 1.6-liter turbo 4 engine, it's the iconic SUV reimagined to put today's adventures and tomorrow's dreams in reach. So go ahead, keep the good times going. The all-new 2026 Jeep Cherokee. Jeep, there's only one. Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Hey, it's Kirk Herbstreit. On game day, great prep makes all the difference. Same goes for your pizza. That's why I go with Frigidaire stone-baked pizza oven. Fresh pizzas go from dough to done in just 2 minutes.
Whether you're throwing a party or squeezing in dinner between plays, this oven delivers hot, crispy, restaurant-quality pizza right from your kitchen. Only from Frigidaire. Game-ready pizza. Get it today at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Sports talk for people who love sports. Come on, there's no need to complicate things.
It can't be forced. It should just come about effortlessly.
We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Walt Dip Tula Road Rage, we are back. Lots to get to. You can get in. I mean, it's been jam-packed now for like 10 days, but you have pretty much carte blanche right this second if you actually want to get in. Hey, let me tell you about the Green Law Firm. I don't think I've met anybody who's had a good experience with the IRS. You're not sure to deal with the IRS. Maybe you haven't filed several years. You filed, you haven't paid. I don't know. You think of moving to Idaho, living off the grid. Don't do that. Don't go live with Henry Winkler and get eaten by a grizzly bear. Stay here where your feet are. Call David Green. He's the guy to help you. He's right here in Greenville at the Green Law Firm. David, by the way, is a Clemson grad, has been dealing with the IRS for over 20 years. David knows all the options available so you can get your life back. Would they put liens on your property, garnish your wages, with an audit coming up? David can help you. The Green Law Firm understands the ever-changing tax laws, what the IRS will accept as a compromise. As a matter of fact, David Green understands the Fresh Start program, and he'll use this IRS program to your best advantage. The Green Law Firm can't change your past, but they can certainly change your future. You know, I hear all those 1-800 numbers. I can never understand why anybody would call any of those numbers. You got a guy right here who's the best at what he does. He's been doing it for over 20 years. He can help you. Hey, get the peace of mind, the results you're entitled to from the local law firm that's been helping hundreds of folks in the upstate for over 20 years. The professional staff at the Green Law Firm can do it all. Do yourself a big favor. Call the Green Law Firm today for a free, that's That's free strategy session, 271-7940, 271-7940. Or stop by their office, 11 McGee Street in Greenville, on the web, greenlaw.legal. That's green, G-R-E-E-N-E, greenlaw.legal. You will 100% thank me later. All right, Ramona, we have a lot of things to do and not a lot of time to do it in. So what I plan on doing the last couple days I haven't got to yet is I want to go back to our ACC and SEC quarterback rankings. The season's about to begin. I want to take a look at what we did, when we did it, and see if there's anything I would change in that as we head towards college football season. So let's go to the ACC first on and the quarterback rankings. And do you have any idea when we did this?
Well, it says it says quarterback rankings based on team offense, continuity, talent, health at the part at the time of release, which is June 30th.
Okay. All right.
That's
so
ACC.
Okay. All right. Yeah, read me the fine print again on my list again. Okay.
Quarterback rankings based on team offense, continuity, talent, and health at the time of release.
Okay, so in other words, it's the same thing I always tell you. I don't evaluate quarterbacks in a vacuum unless it's for the NFL. If it's for the NFL, then I always evaluate them in a vacuum. It's a completely different thing. If I'm evaluating from a draft standpoint, I don't care about the people around. I want to know about the individual traits, the skill. All right. But from a collegiate standpoint, if we're talking about the productivity of a quarterback, I want to know about his wide receivers. I want to know about his offensive line. I want to know about the continuity of coaching. I want to know about all those things, because all those things are vital to a collegiate quarterback's success. All right. So that all those things factored in when we put these lists together. By the way, tomorrow we'll go over the You Pick 'em games and all that stuff. We'll break all those games down for you and more as we head towards the big game in the real Death Valley, as Brian Kelly's about to find out for a second time. I can't wait to see that stunned look on his face again. that Notre Dame look, Brian, bring that back, my man. Another thing I started thinking about this game, it's sort of like the Buffalo Bills going to Super Bowls. Brian Kelly, I know Clemson's not been great in the first game, but Brian Kelly's lost every first game at LSU. And that has to, you keep thinking, well, this will be the year you win. This will be the, it doesn't get easier. It gets harder. I think that's why Brian Kelly has fundamentally changed his messaging on that front. So we'll see how that plays. We'll see how all that plays. Hey, Ramona, another thing. At 7 tonight, we have my other best friend, Ashby, right? Ash,
yeah.
We have the first episode of Ashley Picks Winners.
Ashby Show.
Oh, I thought it was Ashby Picks Winners.
Is it?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't know.
No, you made that up.
Yeah, I did. I made that up.
I
thought it was Ashby's gambling tips.
Oh, I don't know about that.
No. Are you producing the Ashby Show?
Uh-huh.
Man, you're here a lot.
I am. You think things would be a little different?
Well, it'll be better tonight. Last night you had to deal with Morgan. Tonight it'll be easier.
hoping I won't have an argument about Taylor Swift.
Okay, so that's right. Well, we don't know that.
I don't know.
We don't know that.
Ashby.
Yeah, we don't.
I don't.
Hey, Ashby, you're in a no Taylor Swift fly zone.
That's right. This is a no Taylor Swift zone.
So keep that in mind, Ashby. On this maiden voyage, it's a no Taylor Swift fly zone. I've had a chance to hear Ashby in a number of different settings, and I'm impressed. She has a future, and her future might be now. How about that? Let me get to Michael, and we'll get right back to this. Michael, good to have you as always.
Oh, how's it going?
Hey, Michael, thank you for getting in.
Well, over the last couple weeks, I've been hearing a lot of Clemson fans sounding down because there's high expectations. Well, we should embrace that.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
It's been years. Well, they talk to Clemson like they were a dog, like they didn't exist, they didn't belong, they can't compete, they can't win the big games. But when the time's come to be in the big game, we can't compete. people have their worries and doubts. Clemson fans, there's nothing to worry about. We've got Cade Klubnik, probably one of the best quarterbacks in the nation. The most production coming back of any school in college football, there's nothing to worry about. You guys are overthinking it. But cheer for these guys. Cheer them on. At the end of the year, we will be champions, Walt. And we'll see LSU at the 50. Nice talking to you, Walt.
Thank you, Michael. Look at Michael. Michael's giving the pregame speech right there.
He was, Michael.
Yeah, Michael's a little jacked up. Let's freaking go. All right, let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing. Gilstrap's been covering the upstate for four generations. Every 10 years, they save Ramona's bacon. They're the most experienced. They're the best ratings and reviews. Gilstrap is the upstate's go-to for quality roofs, storm damage, roof replacement, roof repair. They do it all. You work with an experienced team of roofers who specialize in shingle roofs, metal roofs, flat roofs for residential, commercial, industrial customers. This is Gilstrap Roofing. Gilstrap works alongside you and your insurance company to help streamline the claims process. If you're looking for a full-service roofing contractor with extensive experience who's fully licensed, bonded, and insured, look no further than my friends at Gilstrap Roofing. And by the way, Brian Gilstrap donated $1,000 to Tigers for Tatas last year. These are the kind of people you want to do business with, and then it helps that, of course, they're the best at what they do. The Gilstrap difference, serving the upstate since 1935, family-owned and operated across four generations, A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, fully licensed, bought and insured, a full-service roofing contractor, extensive experience with hail damage and wind damage claims, GAF Master Elite Certified, gives the option to upgrade your warranty. Like and follow Gilstrap Roofing on Facebook and Instagram for a chance to win their monthly giveaway. I promise you won't want to miss out. Call today, 864-269-1232, 864-269-1232, or visit them online at gilstraproofing.com. So, Ramona, last night we had intern Ashley joining the Morgan Thomas Show.
Yeah,
and
Ashley.
Today we have show host Ashby.
Not the same thing. No, two different people.
Right, not the same thing. Now, do you suppose Ashby's parents just got Ashley wrong? Or do you, in terms of naming?
I don't know. Ashby's, ask her.
Well, Ashby's a pretty cool name, don't you think?
It's probably some sort of family name.
Ashby?
Right? Yeah.
I don't know. I have no idea. I mean,
I don't either.
But it's a pretty cool name, right? I like it. Ashby. Yes. Very cool name. It's unique. Do you know any other Ashbys?
No, I do not.
How about that? All right, let's have it, Ramona, from the bottom.
Okay, the number 17 is Wake Forest Robbie Ashford.
Yeah, you know, look,
zero respect for apparently.
Well, you know, look, he's a great athlete, and I do think this. I think they're going to try and use him like they used John Mateer at Washington State. So you're going to see a lot of quarterback run game. And look, that's what he's good at. And if the quarterback run game affects the eye discipline at the second and third level, then you might see the little Wake experiment be more successful this year with Robbie Ashford than you think. But the problem is he just can't throw. And, you know, again, if they focus on his strengths, and that's what they're going to do, they're going to focus on his strengths, then that might help mask some of the weaknesses in terms of throwing. It might make his passing more proficient if they first focus on the strength. By the way, Kleiman in Kansas State would be well advised to take that under consideration. Okay.
Okay, number 16 is Gio Lopez at North Carolina.
Yeah, you know, look, he was pretty good at South Alabama, but you know, this isn't South Alabama. I don't know. I think that the North Carolina defense is going to be vastly improved. The North Carolina season is going to come down to how that offense plays, and a big part of that is going to be Lopez, but I'm not overly optimistic about that.
Okay, 15 is Kyron Drones at Virginia Tech.
Well, we're going to find out early whether Kyron Drones is the guy from 2 years ago, put up 500 yards on Boston College, and whether he can still do those things or not. Also, you have new coordinators at Virginia Tech. That's not generally a positive. And I don't think it is for them either. But I don't know what to make of him at this point in the process. I can't. That's why he's as low as he is. I mean, you know, and when you see him at his best, like I said, a couple of years ago, he looked like he could be a physically dominant player. There were people who picked him to win the Heisman Trophy, I think, at our kickoff show. I think Faxon picked him to win the Heisman Trophy. And you know what? Given the way he had played, there was reason to be optimistic about Kyron Jones. And these things were not outlandish, but they turned out to be because he just wasn't that guy. And again, injuries were a part of that. So we'll see what he becomes this year. He's going to have a chance against South Carolina. We'll see.
14 is Ricky Collins at Syracuse.
Well, it's not even going to be Ricky Collins now because at the time it's going to be Steve Angeli because at the time that we did this, there was no Steve Angeli. Now there is. So, and quite honestly, I probably would have Steve Angeli a little bit higher and as Syracuse did and moving him ahead of Ricky Collins, but not significantly higher.
13 is Elijah Brown.
Well, and they didn't even start him, you know, which they should have, clearly. I mean, you know, they started a scrub transfer from Oregon State. And so we'll see when they move to Elijah Brown. They should have. They should have listened to this list is what they should have done. Yeah. All right. Quick break.
The countdown is on. 3 days until Clemson Tiger football. Brought to you by Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney. Are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Ready to ditch that workout that just involves lifting heavy things or running on a treadmill in front of yet another screen in your life? Come climb some walls at Blockhaven, Greenville's bouldering gym where strength and flexibility meet problem solving and community. No ropes, no harnesses, just giant padded floors, 16-foot walls, and hype music. No experience, no problem. Blockhaven has over 200 routes for everyone, from beginners to Olympic climbers that change every month, so boredom doesn't stand a chance. Come solo, bring the crew, sign up your kids for their youth teams, or throw a party. Mention The Roar at the front desk for 20% off your first day pass or a $0 membership fee. Come reach new heights at Blockhaven, where you can climb harder, build fitness, and join a thriving community of healthy people. Visit Blockhaven in the Judson Mill District in Greenville, just a short drive from anywhere in the upstate. Or visit blockhaven.com for more information today.
Hey Clemson family, I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant coach and proud member of two national championship teams. Success on the football field takes teamwork, vision, and a great game plan. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott & Associates. From Tigertown to Lake Kiwi, we're your championship team, here to help you buy, sell, or build. When it's time to make your next move, trust the winning team, Newton Scott & Associates. Real estate, the Clemson way. Visit us at newtonscottsc.com.
One size doesn't fit all. Don't make a mistake you'll regret for the rest of your life. Get the plan that fits you. Call today, 467-8738. I'm Guy, the insurance guy, and what we do is simple. We make health insurance easier.
Hey, Tiger fans. I'm Morgan Coleman, proud Clemson soccer alum and upstate native. I may have hung up my cleats, but now spend my time assisting buyers and sellers in the Greenville, South Carolina area. My goal is to provide my clients peace of mind during one of the most important decisions of their life. It's important to have early conversations with a trusted realtor to help navigate the current market. If you are considering buying or selling, let's chat. Call me at 864-313-7639 or search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started.
Injured at work? You don't have to face it alone. At Smith Jordan Law Firm, we fight to get you the workers' compensation you deserve. Medical bills, lost wages, and stress. Let us take that burden off your shoulders. With years of experience and real results, Smith Jordan Law is here for you. Call us today at Smith Jordan Law Firm at 864-343-2222 or visit smithjordan.com. Smith Jordan Law, protecting injured workers every step of the way. We are local attorneys with a proven track record.
Football fans and families, there's a new venue in Easley like nothing else anywhere. Southern Weaving Food Hall features four dining options under one roof, along with adult beverages, a huge amphitheater with a 20-foot TV for all the big games August 30th, capped off with the Clemson game Saturday night. events for kids like face painting and a balloon artist, food and adult beverage specials for the parents, football all day and night. August 30th, Southern Weaving Food Hall, 210 Fern Street, Easley. Like and follow them on social media for info and events.
Sweet summertime is coming to an end, and all parents know what that means. Back to school preparations. You have the school supplies, new backpack and clothes, but what's the one thing your son needs? A fresh new haircut that will start off his school year right. No matter what age, feeling good about yourself is always in style. Let him be his best self this school year, and call Roosters for your appointment today at 884-8920.
It's time to discover the convenience and time savings of contact-free pickup with Ingles Curbside. Just visit shop.ingles-markets.com or download the app, and your Ingles personal shopper gets to work with specialized training on how to select the freshest items for a pre-scheduled pickup. They'll even text you with updates. You pull up to a designated space, and your personal shopper delivers your items right to your vehicle. Fresh, fast, and affordable. It's all in the bag. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
Hey Clemson fans, college football is back, and to celebrate, Engineered Sleep is having a Labor Day mattress sale. Starting Monday, August 25th until September 14th, find some time between football games to make it out to Engineered Sleep. They have brand new products for you to see and huge in-store savings. Engineered Sleep keeps it simple and easy, just like mattress buying should be. You have to check them out on 333 North Pleasantburg Drive in Greenville, across from Krispy Kreme.
The Upstate's home for Atlanta Braves baseball. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Where it began, I can't begin to know him, but then I know it's growing strong. Touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
Walt Dip, Tula Road Rage, we are back. Stay tuned for another new local show, Ashby's World, coming your way. No, it's the Ashby Show.
You keep changing it.
I keep changing it.
I'll have to ask her what it's called. I think it's just called Ashby's
I'm just trying
show.
To confuse you. It's Ashby's World. That's what we're saying. It's Ashby's okay. World. It's coming your way at 7 p.m. tonight. I'll be listening on my drive home. Pressure's on, Ashby. No, I'm just kidding. Hey, let me tell you about Byrne Digital. Byrne Digital, your local full-service digital marketing powerhouse. They're the other half of us. We handle everything from powerful SEO to cutting-edge digital video campaigns on both the big and small screen. With services like advanced geofencing, we reach your exact local audience. Get your message seen on connected TV ads just like the pros. We understand this market and have all the tools to make you shine. Byrne Digital is a proud part of the Roar FM family. The same quality and community commitment you know from your favorite station. Combine Byrne Digital with an ad campaign on the Roar for the most potent marketing strategy possible. Discover how Byrne Digital can make you stand out online. Go to theroarfm.com and click on the advertising tab to contact us. Women are taking over the world. This is going to be the first all-female broadcast in Roar history.
Are you saying just now we're going to take over? I've already taken over the world. I run this play.
You sort of do.
I'm here enough.
Yes.
I know that.
Yes. I was going to say, the negative part of running this place means yeah. that you're here all the time.
Exactly. I'm here yeah, more than some people.
Right. Some of us go home.
Yeah, that's true.
Some of us don't.
Like I said, you'd think things would be a little different.
You do. You think things would be a little different. All right, Ramona, who is next on my Road Rage ACC quarterback?
Chandler rankings. Morris at Virginia.
Look, you know, I thought I would have had him a little higher than that. I think he's going to be pretty good. I think Virginia is going to be a little better than people think. The schedule's a little rough. We'll see how that goes. But, you know, coach's son and has been pretty productive in his college career. So I would think he would be, you know, pretty productive here.
11 is Miller. Miller Moss.
Yeah, he sucks out loud.
He's 11.
Yeah, he's only 11 because of Brom, the coach, because somehow, you know, Brom's a bit of a witch.
Poor Robbie Ashford.
Right,
there.
Well, Brom's a bit of a witch, and he'll make Moss better than he appears. Brom got bamboozled, though, because he watched Miller Moss play one good game against him. That's how all these things happen. I mean, we see it over and over, both in basketball and football. Team A plays Team B. Coach A sees player on Team B that he covets because the guy plays well in the one game against him. So Coach A ignores the other 11 games where he just sucks out loud and says, oh, he's great because he played well against us. And that's Miller Moss. He threw 6 touchdown passes in a bowl game against Louisville. I don't know if he's thrown 6 touchdown passes the rest of his career, but he threw 6 in that one game. The problem is Brom should have actually watched the film because they were all basically punts. He just threw the ball up in the air, and the USC receivers, Louisville's man coverage was atrocious, and the Louisville receivers the USC receivers beat them repeatedly. And just ran into the punts, and he threw 6 touchdown passes. But he's the lesser, you know, the lesser nut. The peanuts are the lesser nut.
Yeah.
Miller Moss is the lesser Keaton Slovis. And since Keaton Slovis sucks,
that's mean.
Well, you know,
that's just all downright mean.
All right, who's next?
10 is Grayson James or Dylan Lager.
Yeah, well, it's going to be him.
What is it,
it's going to be him, and I think he'll play pretty well. I mean, you know, I think he's got some ability. I think he'll play pretty well. What's next?
9 is Devin Brown of California.
Yeah, I almost
that is so weird.
What?
That California is in the ACC.
Oh yeah, it's just ridiculous. Odd. Yeah, it's just ridiculous. Not as ridiculous as that dude's suit. What is that? Dude is a...
I don't think I've ever seen him wear the same suit twice.
Well,
he has some
suit.
Strange colored suits.
That's
sometimes.
Like pinkish purple right there. Where do you go to buy that suit? Like, you can't go to like a normal store to buy that suit, can you?
See that? It probably has a maid.
You had a pink purple suit made?
Well, he's wearing it on national TV, so I'm guessing he doesn't care.
Okay, so Devin Brown, who will not be wearing a pink suit, but his team will be wearing pink because I'm not optimistic about California.
That's terrible. That's a long way to go, but yeah. It's funny.
Yeah, I think that... I think it's going to be a very long year for California. I feel sorry for Devin Brown. He was in line to be the successor at Ohio State, but Ryan Day Ryan Day led him on and never really gave him that opportunity. But he's a good athlete, and they'll beat Stanford because, you know, Stanford sucks out loud. So they'll win that game anyway.
8 is C.J. Bailey at NC State.
You know, as the season gets closer, I'm becoming a little more optimistic about C.J. Bailey. This is basically the end of the suck part of the list. All right. Bailey has elite ability. He has elite traits. It's putting it together. But I think Noah Rogers is going to emerge for him this year. I'm starting to feel a little bit warm and fuzzy about NC State as we get close to the year. I think they'd be better than people think. And so I'm going to be watching them a little bit. Now, they have a tough game to open. John Height went to a casino. I don't know if I'm supposed to say this, John, but I just did. John Height went to a casino and laid money. Yeah, legally, he laid money on East Carolina in a money line play. He took
did?
East Carolina in a money line play. I think it's the first time John's ever been to a casino, and he put some money down in East Carolina in a money line play. Seriously, that means to win the game as 14-point underdogs. We'll see. I mean, it's happened before. Those schools hate each other. John going all in on his Pirates.
Apparently.
You know, it sucks to go through life where all your teams are Pirates. You would think that would be good, but it's not.
Oh, you are really reaching, here at the end of the show.
That was my Pirates.
I know.
All right.
Okay.
I'm going to walk out peg-legged.
All right. 7 is Darian Mensah.
Mensah, yeah.
At Duke.
And honestly, I think Mensah is way better than this from a position standpoint. He has traits. It's just year one at Duke. So this goes to the world around him stuff. Mensah should probably be one spot higher. He should probably be above Castellanos, quite honestly. Because I think I have Castellanos next, do I?
Yeah.
I'm really interested to see what becomes of Thomas Castellanos and what he's able to make of his time at Florida State. I mean, his best games of his career were killing Florida State. Again, that's why he's at Florida State, as I just described, elsewhere. And I think that he's going to add a level of excitement. There's no question about that. You know, excitement can be good and bad. He has hypernatural ability to extend plays. In fact, if you go back to that game he played against Florida State 2 years ago when they went unbeaten, I have never seen any quarterback able to successfully extend plays with that degree of madness that Castellanos did in that game. There were times he broke every cardinal rule. He retreated 30, 40 yards from the line of scrimmage, and then he went through Florida State like they were nothing. And then he'd get to near the line of scrimmage, and he'd throw it over their heads. I mean, it was just insane to see. They could not in any way, shape, or form corral him, and he put up the best game of his career. He put up like almost 500 yards of offense against Florida State, and he would have beaten them had Boston College not committed a face mask penalty with about a minute and a half left. All they needed was a field goal, and Florida State's defense couldn't even move anymore. They couldn't move one foot. They were just dead tired from chasing Castellanos all day. So had BC gotten the ball back, Florida State would not have gone unbeaten. They would have lost at Boston College.
Five is Eli Holstein.
Yeah, I'm optimistic about Holstein. You know, he potentially has NFL ability. He's a 6'4", 240-pound quarterback with good athleticism and a live arm. You know, he had led Pitt to a 7-0 season before getting hurt last year. Things sort of tumbled for Pitt after that. But I'm optimistic about Holstein. I'm optimistic about that team. I think you have a great running back, versatile running back in Reed. You have the best linebacker in the nation in Lewis, and maybe the best linebacking core in the nation. So, you know, I think Holstein's headed for a big year. I think Pitt is headed for a surprisingly big year. We gave them out as an over, and their number was 6.5, and that was 6.5 at plus 140. So with a big time payout too. And I just think it's like stealing. I mean, I think they're a 9-win team, maybe more. I think there's a chance they play Clemson for the title. I mean, I think that's the kind of year that Holstein is going to lead Pitt to. What number was he?
He was 5.
Okay.
4 is Carson Beck.
Yeah, you know, I still don't entirely know what to think about Beck in Miami. You know, there are some positives for sure. I think that the offensive line is going to help him. The running game is going to help him. You know, he's a play-action type quarterback, a pocket passer. I think he's got the tools around him to help him succeed. So I would think he's going to be pretty good. There's still some questions, though, about new system, new everything, and quite honestly, the nature of his injury.
All right. Haynes King, 3.
Toughest kid at that position in America, ultimate leader in all of college football. You know, the Georgia performance was one of the finest performances I've ever seen from a toughness perspective. You know, look, this kid's arm was just dangling from his shoulder, and he kept finding ways to make plays. He couldn't throw it, so he ran it, and he found ways to win. His will to win was just that extreme. And I think that's going to benefit him and benefit Georgia Tech this year without question. And, you know, it's going to be interesting because he's going to get another shot at Georgia. And, you know, he really had them beaten last year, and they stole it from him. It was two bad calls. It was two bad calls that gifted that game to Georgia. They were lost to Georgia Tech.
Let's see. 2 is Kevin Jennings.
You know, Jennings looks a little thicker to me. I think he's a terrific football player. You know, his first year as a starter, he basically basically played two bad games, the game at Duke and the game at Penn State in zero-degree weather, where there's no quarterback in America who would have gone there and succeeded against Penn State that day. None. Zero. No, every quarterback would have failed, and Jennings failed. But I don't blame him. I think that's the nature of that Penn State defense last year and the nature of playing them in zero-degree weather. So I don't blame him at all. I mean, you look at the rest of the year. He came here in the last three quarters. He put up 500 yards of offense. That's all I need to know. You know, I think he's going to be terrific. We'll see about all the component parts around him. A lot of changes defensively that are going to need to step up. But I think SMU is still in this mix. And, you know, they play more of the big boys this year, but two of those games are at home, and they're going to have a chance to win those games. They'll have a chance to compete for a playoff spot. They'll have a chance to oppose Clemson in the championship game. And one is obviously Cade Klubnik. If I'm picking him to win the Heisman Trophy, I'm certainly picking him as the ACC's best quarterback. And he's that. And I expect another leap forward from Cade this year. I think everything he did last year was good, the vast majority of it. And I think this year it's all going to look better. Stay tuned for Ashby's World, the Ashby Show, coming up next.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 200 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start.